Hi, everyone. Welcome to the SweatNet Be Amazing podcast, where we share stories of amazing women living in our communities. I'm your host, Seal, and today I'm excited to have Lisa Landrum, who is a mom, runner, entrepreneur, and community leader on the show. Welcome to the show, Lisa.
Thank you for having me. I'm stoked to be here.
Oh, I'm so excited to have you. And it's so neat because we were talking earlier, you know, you hide behind Run Charlotte Run. If any of you follow Run Charlotte Run on Instagram, this is who's behind it. We're just unmasking that and highlighting her today because I can remember you would share a post. I was sharing some things about events and things I was doing in the community, and then you would like repost it and send me a message, and I'm like, who am I talking to? And it's you.
It's me. The word is out.
Which is awesome. Well, how did you end up here in Charlotte?
So I grew up in Indiana, and right after college, I went out to Southern California, and I lived there with my husband. We got married out there. We lived there, gosh, for about 12 years and loved it. And then we did a super brief stint in New Jersey for a job. Super, super brief.
How brief?
Not for me. It was a little blip. Now it was a little blip. And we had the opportunity to move, and we kind of got a map out and did some little road trips and landed here in Charlotte. And that was about, gosh, 14-ish years ago. So I've been here for a while.
Okay. Yeah, you've been here a good while.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Weird. I'm at the point where I kind of don't like to say numbers like that out loud, like how long I've lived here, how long I've been married, how old my kid is.
We'll just leave the numbers out.
Not, let's just say I've been in Charlotte for a while, and I love it.
We'll just leave it at that. So when did you start running? When did that all start for you?
I've really kind of always been a runner. I can remember in elementary school, I was on the track team. I was running fast in those days. And then that kind of continued on. You know, I ran in middle school and then high school as well. And then in college, I did not run for a team, but I, you know, continued to run just on my own. But I do have to say that since I have been a mom, that's been the most special time of my running, because it's kind of the only thing that I do that's strictly 100% for me. So I've been in the ups and downs with running for a while.
And have you competed in a lot of races, or has running for you just been that outlet for fitness? Like what has it looked like for you?
Yeah, kind of both. That's a good question. For sure, I would say primarily it's just kind of my personal outlet. You know, you run, you can work through a lot of stuff on a run. And then the connections that I've made with friends, some of my best friends are runners, because once you head out on a run together, man, there's nothing that's off topic, and you share your deepest, darkest secrets and everything in between. And then from the, you know, competitive standpoint, I guess I'm kind of competitive with myself. Like I want to do better, than my last race of a certain distance. And I do have that kind of edge. And since I've started doing more trail races, I've enjoyed the races or the organized events more. I don't even like the word race, the organized events more, because it's kind of a different mindset than say a road race. So it's been fun to see how that has evolved for me personally. So yeah, I guess a little of both to answer your question.
No, that's great. I'm always curious about that, because I feel like, you know, there's some people that it's strictly a competitive thing, and then other people it's like, no, this is like my outlet. And like you really said it perfectly about your time to talk anything you want to talk. If somebody's with you, it's a time to think. It's time to brainstorm. It's a time for creativity. Like it's just, that's how I've fallen in love with it. So it's cool to hear you say that, because you've been doing it for a really long time.
Yeah.
Now, I saw that you actually, I read this about you, and I want to know what the story is, but you have gravel in your knee.
I do have gravel in my knee, and I'm going to talk about numbers. I'm going to date myself here. So in elementary school, we would practice on this cinder track. The tracks were not paved, they were cinder. and we were practicing for the 400 meter relay. We were practicing handoffs for that. And my friend, Lisa Stack, Coach Short was watching us, and we were trying to get that handoff straight, and I tripped and fell, and I just gashed my knee all up, and I guess I didn't clean it out enough, so there's just like some cinder in there. So I look at every now and then when I want to feel tough and remember the good old days.
You have a daily reminder.
Yeah. Daily reminder of my friend in elementary school coach.
Well, I knew there had to be a story behind that, so I had to have you share it.
Yes.
Out of all the things that you've done running wise, for as far as like accomplishments, or, you know, even from like the competitive side, is there something that's really, you know, stuck out to you, or that was a moment that you're really going to treasure forever, that's something that's really special to you?
That's a hard one, because there really have been a lot of moments like that. I think when you've run for a while, each race kind of holds a special little place in your heart, and you can remember just different things about the morning or what you did to lead up to it. But I'd have to say, like for me personally, I ran my first 50K. It was along the New River. It's called the New River 50K. And it was just so beautiful. And it was kind of my first trail-ish run. It's mostly along the river, like on an old railroad path. And it's gravel and it's beautiful. There's trees and you've got, you know, the sun shining on the water. So that for sure was one personally. And then I always love it when I can involve my kids. So each year we do the reindeer romp at the YMCA, and those are fun times too. So I'd say both of those. Very different races.
Yes, very different. And going back to the 50K, so how does that race work? Like, is it 2 days? Is it all in one day? Like, how does that work?
Yeah. No, it's all in one day. 50K is only, it's like 30. They get loose when they throw the K on the end of there for anything over than like, you know, a 10K. So usually it's around 31-ish miles. And this one is just really cool. I'm not sure they still do it, Seal. It's up in Galax, Virginia. And a lot of the runs that I do, the organized runs that I do now, I really enjoy the smaller kind of more intimate ones rather than the big marathons and all of that. So this one was really cool. You know, they have like homemade soup at the end when you finish, and you know, you go and do that whole race and you're coming to the finish line and there's like one person there, like no, maybe your family, if they're, you know, around the time, if they're there around the time you told them to be there, or they could be like out playing in the stream or something. You never know. You cross this line after doing this thing that you're like so proud of and you're so tired, and somebody's there just being like, good job.
Five.
So very different. Very different than some of the bigger road races.
Yeah, that's not what you experience in a city race, like at all. Complete opposite. That's awesome. So with your passion for running, there's definitely a passion for community. And I really want to hear, you know, what inspired you to start Run Charlotte Run.
So as we've just already established, I've been running in Charlotte for a while, and I can remember being a new runner here and trying to kind of find where I might fit in. And I remember feeling overwhelmed and feeling like, I don't even know where to start. I think I'll just run by myself. And I do enjoy solo runs, but I also do enjoy kind of knowing the groups that are out there and ones that might be a good fit for people. So that was always kind of in the back of my mind. And then, you know, runners are a really motivated bunch. And once you find somebody who is a runner, right off the bat, you have things in common just by nature of, you know, your personalities and that kind of thing. So just, it really truly just began as a way to kind of bring the community together. I think sometimes, in a city like Charlotte that has a ton of runners, it sometimes gets a little segmented. So I wanted Run Charlotte Run just to be kind of a place where, you know, if you're new to running and you wanted to get some support or have questions answered, that could be your place. If you wanted to find out what races and events are happening near you, it was just kind of a one-stop hub for running in Charlotte.
Now, what is your goal for Run Charlotte Run? Do you have, like, you know, and this has been going on for 3 years now and it's been building. Is there something, you know, goal-wise for it that you have in mind?
I think the biggest goal is for it to continue. You know, it does take the community. What has been the coolest thing for me is to see the community really gel. And I think I could almost step away and there's such a framework for the support from the digital platforms, you know, from Instagram and the social networks that have been built under Run Charlotte Run, that piece of it feels so good to have played even just a small role in. And hopefully, you know, that will just continue whether I'm a part of, you know, that piece of it or not. And I would love to, like I said, you know, I'd love for it to continue. I'd love for it to grow. And I have some ideas. I'm not sure, you know, exactly how they're going to play out. But as we've said before, you know, I'm a big believer in collaboration. So, you know, just bringing the different pieces of a puzzle together in order to kind of do better for the community, as running, you know, having running as the commonality, I think would be great. I think there are so many things that we're just scratching the surface of that we can do just bigger things with.
Very cool. And because you said the word collaboration, that's great because that leads us right into my next question for you, which I know you're excited about it. I'm excited about it, but I really want you to share just from your viewpoint and involvement with the upcoming E-Race Virtual Run Challenge that's being put on by Start to Finish. And it's all about supporting Black Girls Run. So this is a very exciting project that's launching. So share a little bit about it, like what this is all about and how people can get involved.
Yeah, this is big. And this is exactly what we're talking about, you know, using running as kind of a springboard for just bigger things. Erase Racism Virtual Challenge is a 6-week challenge. It benefits Black Girls Run, which is an international organization. And Start to Finish, which is based locally here in Charlotte, is putting this on. And it just jives so perfectly with what Run Charlotte Run is all about. I called up Jen and was like, let me be a part of it. Let me help spread the word. Let's get people excited about this. And she was so, you know, welcoming. And she was like, yeah, let's do it. And it kicks off August 15th. So registration is going on now, and you can register on E-Race, and it's R-A-C-E, racismbgr.com. And I also have a direct link on the Run Charlotte Run site and in my Instagram profile. But basically what it does is you sign up for this challenge. It can be 50 miles, 100 miles, or 200 miles that you run jointly. You collaborate with another woman and split the miles over 6 weeks. So it sounds like a lot of miles, but it's really, really not. And you are paired with somebody who doesn't look exactly like you. So a different skin color. And, you know, the hope is that we know that runners talk about everything. And the hope is that, you know, it just spurs conversation and some relationships that you otherwise may not have had the opportunity to have. So it's just, it's such a cool concept. And it's one of those things that I just think makes it easy for people to, you know, put their money where their mouth is and really get behind a movement that is important.
And it's in such a positive, I mean, it's such a positive thing. And we've talked about this because it's encouraging activity and it's encouraging conversation and it's encouraging connection. Like, these are all positive things, and we need more of this going on in our world, not just in our small area. And that's what's cool about this, is this is like, this isn't just a Charlotte thing.
Right. Right. And yeah, hopefully, you know, you could get matched with somebody who's in a different state. I think they are trying to match people, you know, of similar age. And this is a great, great opportunity to get your kids involved. I'm going to have my youngest daughter do it as well. And I just think, I don't know, there's just so many parts of it that are so, so great for on so many different levels.
This is going to be a lot of fun. So we want everybody to join us on this. This is going to be fantastic. So make sure you register. One more time, what's the website?
So it's eraseracismbgr.com. And the erase is spelled E-R-A-C-E.
That's awesome.
And I also have a link to it.
Awesome. And we'll make sure to post that too when we post this out, we post the podcast on our social media channels. So make sure we get the word out, and please share it with anybody. Share it, you know, anywhere, not just here. It can go anywhere.
Yes.
So is there anything else on your heart that you'd like to share?
Just, you know, one of the things that Run Charlotte Run has been doing since this whole COVID and, you know, the racial tensions has been going on is to really continue to look for the bright spots, because they're still out there. Like we talked about, sometimes you can just get so bogged down that it's hard to remember to look for the good. So just, I want to encourage people to look for the bright spots and actually be a bright spot too. You know, you never know who you are going to encourage just by something seemingly small that you do or say. And it can really change the course of somebody's day. So just go out there and be a bright spot for somebody.
I love that. Okay, one last question that's kind of fun, because I always try to ask Lise something that has nothing to do really with anything. But what is your theme song today? If you have a theme song, what is it?
Today, I love that you say today, because that changes on a day-to-day basis. It might change in an hour.
What is your theme song right now?
Right this minute, I would say, I just listened to this morning on my run. Foo Fighters, Times Like These.
Right on. That's awesome. Yep. I love it. It is so true. It is right now, because the theme song, like you said, I know, like, one minute I can be feeling like a fighter, and the next minute I need to like help getting motivated. Like,
yes, exactly. So that one's a good one.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, I just so appreciate you being on today and just what you're doing for the community of Charlotte. And it's really your heart, and it's, you can see it. I mean, you can see it in the posts and what you're doing, and then to meet the person that's behind it. It's incredible. So thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for continuing to support people in the community, because we all need that. And especially during this time, I think it's been really important. And I expect to see Run Charlotte Run grow and thrive, and proud to be a part of it, proud to be a part of the Charlotte community. So thank you for that. Thank you everyone for joining us and tuning in to SweatNet, the amazing podcast today. If you liked it, make sure you share it. That's the big thing. Share it. You can find more information about SweatNet on sweatnet.com, or you can follow them on Instagram at SweatNet Charlotte. You can follow me personally on It Seal Smart on Instagram. Tune in next week for the next episode of the SweatNet Be Amazing podcast.